Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you for tuning in to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. Normally a little bit more elaborate intro here, but I'm going to go off script because we have Mark Andel with us. And most people know that Mark is associated with the Made in America store, but kind of all started for you, Mark, with General Welding and Fabricating Incorporated, which is what it's become now, but it had simpler beginnings for you.
Yeah, I started out of my father's garage and a Rector set kid, but Mark Small Engine and Welding was the first, my venture, a motor doctor on wheels kind of, but then General Welding and Fabricating in 1989 started out of a rented building in East Aurora.
So over 30 years now for you.
Yes, we broke 30 years as General Welding last August 1st.
I was going to do that math in my head, but it was actually written down, so I didn't have to go that hard and work on that. How many locations do you have now?
Yeah, General Welding, we have two. We have 991 Maple Road, Alma, and then Rochester 60 Saginaw Drive.
And when you talk about welding and fabricating, what sort of things do you weld and or fabricate?
Yeah, our motto is you dream it, we build it. That gets me in a lot of trouble. So that means win it and figure out how to get it done, right? So now we'll do everything. At General Welding, we'll fill your propane tank. We'll repair your cracked pool filter. If it was cast iron, and we've worked with the ice bikes. For Peter and Lisa, helped bring them to reality. And anything you really need from snowplow, snow removal equipment with the Boss snowplow, dump bodies, dump trucks, small jobs are welcome. We can supply you steel, any type of welding, MIG, TIG, stick, and we got a mobile unit, too, that'll go out in the field for you and do any process 100 foot from the truck.
So when you were talking ice bikes, you're literally referring to the ones at Canal Side?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, very cool. So that's all you guys.
Lisa had an idea, and we said, hey, we can do it. Charlie Roberts, my engineer at the time, and myself, and made that happen.
And as I'm looking here, a lot of different offshoots. We could go a number of ways with the services, retail, commercial, all sorts of applications for you, industrial.
Yeah. So General Welding, Elma and Rochester has a showroom. And whatever, you got a truck, you need an accessory, we can help you. WeatherTech, draw tight hitches, anything that help it go, go down the road. But also we're a trailer manufacturer, and I've done that out of my dad's garage for years. So we build trailers from half ton to 20 ton, and we do some really neat military trailers now for our military.
And I understand 24-hour service, which not the easiest thing to do because you just never know what kind of a call you're going to get, right?
Right, yeah. So in Elma, 24-hour service Monday through Saturday. And whatever you have, if it's in the morning and you break a hose on your plow or you need something, you can come in. There's an intercom at the gate. And our doors are open. So we've done that for over 12 years, full three shifts.
Well, you just mentioned plows, which naturally makes sense because that's what's going to go on wintertime. What sort of work are you more inclined to do spring, summer months?
Yeah, so as the plows wind down now, we do sell plows year-round. And the Erie County Fair is the biggest kickoff for the savings. But we'll get into trailer repair. Anything trailer repair you need from your camper, if it's an inspection, if it's to check out the tires, wheels, just a good check over, we can make our own axles. We are AWS certified, DOT certified. But anything you need for camping, your trailer to make it go down a road, you need something. That 24-hour service comes in. Hey, you hook it up. Blinkers ain't working or whatnot. You need your propane filled. We can pretty well take care of you A to Z on the trailer side. Dump bodies, lift gates, small jobs. You need anything made or repaired. We generally do it as long as it's steel.
And when you're talking about trailers, again, I don't do the camping thing as much, so help me out with this. Are we talking like literally the little mobile homes that you would live in that you tow, or are you talking like maybe like a farm application where you have like a flatbed kind of trailer?
So trailers can be a camper trailer, can be a utility trailer to put your lawnmower on, can be a, you know, your larger trailers, your 5-ton, 10-ton. We rent trailers. But any type of trailer, so that has running gear on it that goes down the road, we can help you with, from the inspection to the axles to the lights, or build you one. You want a trailer built, designed to your specific needs, we'll manufacture. We produce our own 17-digit number, so we can manufacture a trailer for you.
And I'm guessing the Elma location is pretty well suited because kind of rural down there, so all kinds of activity.
Yeah, we're right off the 400, and yeah, we get a lot. We pull them from the south towns, all full western New York. You know, we make a lot of products too, so there's really nothing. You know, I invite people for a tour. If you'd like a tour of General Welding, I'll take you around, show you what we do, because they know us as snowplows and trailers, but there's a lot in between that we can offer.
Do we have to wear the mask? Because to actually see you weld, we have to protect our eyes,
right? Oh, yeah, yeah, if we walked you through, but we'll put safety glasses on and get you through.
I thought you might. Talking with Mark Andel. He's with General Welding and Fabricating Incorporated. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930. Of course, many people know Mark from the Made in America store down in the South Towns as well. But getting back to what you do for General Welding and Fabricating, we've talked a little bit about some of the products, and you specifically mentioned Boss snowplow equipment.
Yes.
Is there a reason why that specific? I mean, pretty much they're kind of the industry standard, I guess, right? Because you see them everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. You know, growing up, I used Meyer plows. We sold Fishers for years. I had a Meyer plow on my Scouts. I still snowplow. But I became a part of the Boss team. 1989 was the first Boss snowplow I sold. And then from there, they're located in Upper Michigan, the UP. And I became part of their advisory board, so helped them take that plow over the last 30 years and make it number one in the country. So the Boss snow plow, very dependable. We kind of help work with them to design it to be the top quality plow. So we've averaged our best year with 600 plows a year. You know, generally we're shooting at 300 plow years. We've got a lot of sub dealers that do a great job for us. But the Boss team, quality first, just like we're always about. And that Boss plow, multi-function V plow, but they've got 35 models now for your UTVs, your ATVs, your, you know, they got a snow aider you stand on to do your sidewalks. But, you know, Boss is a heck of a brand and does a great job.
And aside from all the products that you sell, as we've established, do you actually do any manufacturing?
Yeah, we do manufacture quite a few things. Trailers was our first thing. Manufactured MSA, we sell them under the brand MSA. But it's a trailer from half ton to, 20 ton. We do a great military trailer for our soldiers. It's a defense trailer for Northrop Grumman. We're sole source provider for Air Force Navy for the trailer running gear. But we'll build any trailer, but ours are top quality, fully welded, a lot of tubing construction.
If you're doing something military grade, are there any special specifications that you have to adhere to?
Yeah, a lot, even, you know, from the welding to the cybersecurity these days. But, yeah, it's fully welded. We're all AWS certified. Everything's got to be, you know, it's inspected by the Department of Defense. So it's top of the line.
When you're doing something either a half ton or 20 ton, as you described, how many man hours you got to put in to make one of those?
Yeah, your average, like a 6x12 trailer could have, you know, 40 hours in it itself. We build a quality trailer, but we sell CAM trailers. We sell CarMate trailers, a Master Tow Dolly. So we've got, bought-in trailers that we sell from other manufacturers, but we also provide our own. If you need something custom for your Harley, for your, you know, your lawnmower, we've built all types of different trailers.
Maybe I just misunderstand, you know, the size of these trailers, but you just said less than 2 days you can actually make a trailer.
Yeah, we can do it, probably 2 to 4 days, depending on the size of the trailer, of course.
Right, right.
Yeah.
How many men on the crew?
Yeah, we're running, with General Welding and Made in America, we're close to 80 employees at this point.
Gotcha. And that's all the places that you have, all considered?
Yes.
The number of employees?
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha. Now, what about special events? You got anything coming up?
Yeah, we got a big, we got a couple open houses for General Welding and Fabricating. May 1st at 991 Maple Road, Elma, New York. That's a nice open house. We'll have food and we give tours. Nice chance to see what we're doing. Give a walkthrough, and it's kind of amazing. A lot of my friends, and they don't even know what we're into, but we're into a lot of things at General Welding. So May 1st, 991 Maple Road, Elma, New York. And May 8th is Plant 4, we call it, at 60 Saginaw Drive. Out in Henrietta.
And you're providing refreshments?
Oh yeah, yeah,
that's very good.
Yep, we've always we like you to leave a little heavier than you came. You know.
That's not a problem for a lot of people. I know a lot of station events work the same way. They're there for the free food and free beverages for sure. In any way, do the two things that you have the greatest association with tie together? Did your work at General Welding and Fabricating lead to the Made in America store in any way, or was that just something else you wanted to do?
Yeah, no, I absolutely, again, never really had a vision of a Made in America store, but in 07, I lost a major account to China directly. We were running 70 employees at the time. Of the 70 employees, 18 family members, three guys I went to kindergarten with. So tight group. 07 hit hard, then the recession hit worse. The account I lost to China was a $3 million account. Then the recession of 08, 09, 010 hit, and by the time it was over, you know, about 2010, I laid off 40 employees. A lot of them were family members, people that believed in me. And that's where the Made in America store was born, because I had to close a couple plants. And I said, boy, we don't make nothing in this country no more. And I wanted to do it for country, soldier, American worker, and our children's future. It was a crazy idea, but we went with it. You know, now we support skilled trades. These kids need a purpose. You know, they need a chance. And a skilled trade worker these days, if you can find one, they're going to make very, very good money.
And similarly, I want to kind of revert back to where we started talking about General Welding and Fabricating. What was it that interested you? Was it something as a kid that you were always just into fixing things, making things, creating things?
Yeah, my father and mother, you know, grew up poor, so my dad never took nothing in to get it fixed. So we fixed everything. So he'd ball and chain me in the garage. I always pick on him a little bit, but he taught me how to work with my hands. We'd shop at the Elma dumps, you know, and don't tell your mother, we'd bring back more stuff than we took. And we'd build a lot of different things, repair a lot of things. But he taught me how to work with my hands, and I took it further than that. We had a small garage in Elma on Rice Road, and but that I credit my dad for, you know, showing me how to work with my hands. But I always said, you know, fixing things is neat, building things is cool. So making things in America is neat. You see the tie, it all ties together, support the country you live in. But learning a trade is neat. You know, I fix my own vehicles. You can save a lot of money. But everything these days has a computer attached, so it's high tech.
Yeah, and also shows that you're pretty resourceful, because if you and dad were raiding the junkyards for stuff, you knew how to make use of things that people had literally thrown away.
Oh, yeah, we made some neat things, and I liked it. You know, I had an interest in it. But I think if more kids are exposed to it at a younger age, get the metal shops, wood shops back in your schools at the 6th, 7th, 8th level, I think they'd be exposed to it. They'd have an interest and lift that stigma off of working with your hands. So, and give them a chance, because it's a great livelihood.
Sure. Again, the tour stops, if you will, the open houses dates.
Yeah, open houses May 1st at 991 Maple Road at General Welding in Alma, and May 8th at 60 Saginaw Drive in Henrietta. And we got a big Made in America event coming up, our 10-year anniversary also, which is going to be May 16th, Armed Forces Day, supporting our vets.
I got to make a news of that for the newsroom, too. So
thank you.
We'll have to throw you on for that. Now, a couple ways that people can get in touch with you, a website and a phone number, right?
Yeah, website, generalweldingandfabricating.com, 652-0033, and then Made in America is the MadeInAmericaStore.com site.
Easy enough. So GWFAB.com for General Welding and Fabricating Incorporated, the phone number there. In Elma, anyway, 652-0033. If we throw out the Rochester one, that'll just confuse people.
Right, right, right. And a lot of things that are made at General Welding are sold at the Made in America store. It's a great tie, supporting, you know, support the country you live in. Made in America matters. But General Welding, again, you dream it, we build it.
Makes sense, because, you know, you're the owner, so you can make that happen.
There you go.
Well, Mark, a pleasure to have you by. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Mark Andel with General Welding and Fabricating Incorporating, and this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.